And then they'll pop open tomorrow.
Pop open tomorrow, and tomorrow one day, and he's gone.
Goodness.
I know I brought the Rose of Sharon in and my bouquets, and I knew they didn't last, but they're real pretty when you first fix a bouquet.
Okay. Imagine.
With the end with something else, but they'll not hold.
You just wait to get those camellias.
They stay a long time.
Yeah, they're nice.
They hold longer than anything.
And I think the morning glory is the same way as the Rose of Sharon. I think one day, and it's a beautiful thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one day, maybe two.
Hmm. Can you grow gardenias here?
Well, I've never tried a gardenia. I don't know what
they grow in Dallas.
Let's see, gardenia. Now, what do they look like?
White, very heavy smell.
You
got that big around?
Mm-hmm. We've never tried them.
Deep, waxy green foliage. We have one by our back door up in Stillwater, a little dwarf, and we got one bloom from it this year.
Yeah.
But the little bloom was about that big around.
Yeah.
But it was a gardenia.
Yeah.
Nicest smell. What kinds of melons do you raise?
What kind?
Mm-hmm.
Mostly cantaloupe, watermelons, the Stone Mountain, and then we have a little long green melon we used to call them the, I forgot what we call them.
It was a Georgia rattlesnake, wasn't it?
That wasn't what I had in mind, but we do grow some Georgia rattlesnake. That's a streaky, stripy melon. But the Stone Mountain is the best shipping melon we can grow in this country.
That's a watermelon?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know.
It's a big round green.
What was it you called that marshmallow at dinner?
That's a...
What you called
it? Rocky Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky Ford. That's a... There's a... See, now, you remember Brother gave us a marshmallow seed 2 years ago. Well, they wasn't the Rocky Ford. They was a cantaloupe, but they was a different cantaloupe to the Rocky Ford. This little cantaloupe we grow here is called the Rocky Ford. That's what I used to call it.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a difference between a cantaloupe and another one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a what's called a marshmallow. They get larger and they're different shape than the cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my son has some up here in his garden now. We used to call them quill melon. They're grit long.
Hmm.
That long, and it's smaller. They're not as big around as that little cantaloupe was we used to know. They look more like a banana, big banana.
Uh-huh.
And made in that shape.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call them the banana melon.
Yeah.
I think I had those as a boy.
We used to call them the quill melon.
Mm-hmm.
Because they was long like a quill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They grow here nicely. They have a few vines up there in the garden. I seen them the other day. They look all right.
Do you have that fungus growth out here in the woods that you can gather and eat? Looks sort of like an umbrella?
Not that I know of. You mean the, I know what you're talking about. Mushroom.
Yeah.
Mushroom. Yeah, they grow here.
Well, I'm afraid of them.
Are these the spongy ones or are they the...
Well, there's two or three different kinds grow here. That's the reason why we don't never group together and eat. We don't know one from the other.
Uh-huh.
It takes an expert on them to know what kind to get.
I used to know which ones are which, but I wouldn't rest myself now.
Do you call those that aren't safe to eat mushrooms?
We used to call them frog stews.
Uh-huh. They're the ones that you can't eat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.